العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Creator, Maker and Sustainer of the universe. We send darud and salam upon the final messenger of Allah, Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We express our shukr, our thanks, our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are Muslimin, that we are of those who worship one Allah. We believe in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah, and we believe in the Risalat that Rasulullah, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallam, is Khatamun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And he is the final amongst all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is the chief and the leader of all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all numbered comes to approximately 124,000, and that he is also and has come also, has been appointed also as a mercy unto the whole of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this universe. That is how we accept him as our leader, as our chief, as our guide. Not because he proclaimed it, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him to this distinction and to this noble profession of prophethood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for all of mankind to obey and to follow as the example. Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received as wahi, as divine revelation, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, called the Quran Majid. Allah gave the name Quran, and we, the Muslimin, are supposed to and should recite the Quran Majid, which contains the word not of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was a conveyor of that message of the word of Allah unto mankind. He received it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the chief of the angels, chief in mankind, from the chief of the angels, one creation to another, angelic creation, the leader of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, to the leader of mankind, Sayyidina, the chief in mankind, Sayyidina Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from one leader to another. From who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, maker, creator, sustainer of the universe, to his highest creation, most noble in the angels, in the malaikas, the leader being Jibreel alayhi salam, to the leader of mankind, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus have we received the word of this Holy Quran. In the lessons that we conduct here on Saturdays after Maghrib Salah, we are looking at life after death. We've looked at a prologue, an introduction. We've looked at the meaning of a resurrection in the Quran Majid. We've looked at the rejection, the denial of resurrection by the Kuffar and Mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah and the rest of the world during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the time of the pre-prophetic era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where amongst the followers of other nations, of other prophets, how they refuted and they denied the resurrection. And we are now going to commence with a new chapter, also the third part. One was the resurrection and its denial, the meaning of resurrection from the Quran Majid. Then we did resurrection denied by, rejected by the Kuffar Mushrikeen. And now we're going to commence with where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid selected verses, ayat of the Quran Majid, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muslimin, O the final people in mankind, you must believe in the resurrection. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah's own words conveys the belief of the Muslim, the person who accepts La ilaha, the person who says my iman is based on La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we call the kalima of Islam, the confession, the profession of a Muslim. I, says the Muslim, bear witness, ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah, that I worship one Allah, meaning also that I believe in one Allah, meaning also that every command that I receive from one Allah, I will obey, I will submit to. And secondly, that Allah tells us we must also obey and follow Muhammad, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I believe in, I trust, and I follow, and I obey. Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Muslim who says, everything that has been taught to me by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I believe in, I follow, I submit to. So both Allah and the Rasul of Allah inform us, teach us, tell us, instruct us that we must accept Quran and Sunnah. Allah and the Rasul of Allah. Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are called the Sunnah. Both of them say, O Muslim, instruct both. Allah commands, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructs, teaches, that we must believe in the resurrection. We are going to now look at those verses of the Quran Majid wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muslim, you who submit to the religion of peace, Islam, the religion of peace, to be in peace, you must accept the word of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the belief of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is that there is going to be a resurrection. So the heading of the lessons we commence with tonight, in this, the commencement of the month of Jamadi al-Ula of the year 1428 after the Hijrah, equivalent to the month of May 2007, the heading of these lessons with which I commence now is called A Resurrection Will Happen. Resurrection will happen. The resurrection is a belief of Islam which must be accepted and believed in by every Muslim as a fundamental aqidah, as a fundamental tenet of belief of every true believer in the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the risalat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a believer in the akhirah, in the hereafter. Those who believe in the oneness of Allah, in the prophethood of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Allah's final messenger, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, and also in the akhirah, in the hereafter, that there is a life which is to come, the life after death, which is in three parts: the life in the grave, then the resurrection, standing up and arising out of the grave, and then the third part is the final judgment and the reckoning by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death, the grave immediately after dying, the life in the grave, then the resurrection, and then the final judgment, which we call Qiyamah. So the one is called Qabr or Barzakh, the other is called Ba'as or Resurrection, and the other is called Qiyamah, Judgment. These are musts of Islamic belief, of Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined this belief as essential for all true believing, abiding, submitting, mu'mineen, salihin, muttaqeen, in the Quran Majid. In the earlier part, the previous chapter of our lessons on life after death, we dealt with the rejection of the resurrection by the kuffar and mushrikeen. That is what we just concluded last week. The rejection of the resurrection by the kuffar and mushrikeen. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam preached to them this truth, as mentioned in the Quran Majid. In this chapter, which I commence now, We focus on the resurrection as a fundamental aqidah and basic belief of all Muslimin, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majeed. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kayfa takfuruna billahi wa kuntum amwatan fa ahyaakum summa yumitukum summa yuhyikum summa ilayhi turja'un. Sadaqallahul Azim. Absolute truth that is in the Quran Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how can you disbelieve in Allah? Kayfa takfuruna billah? How can you disbelieve in Allah when you were without life? Allah granted you life. Wa kuntum amwatan fa ahyaakum. You had no life. Who brought you into existence? Who gave you life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how can you disbelieve in Allah when you were without life? Allah granted you life. Summa yumitukum, then Allah will cause you to die. Summa yuhyikum, and after you have died, says Allah, Allah will restore you back to life again. Look at the belief. Allah will cause you to die. Allah gave you life, then Allah will cause you to die, and then Allah will restore you to life again, and thereafter you will return to Allah. Look at the parts that are here. Very short ayat of the Quran Majeed. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. The first poser by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you disbelieve in Allah? Oh man, how can you disbelieve in Allah? Then says Allah, look at the power. Allah says, how can you disbelieve in Allah? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves that. Allah is Allah, the all-powerful Allah. Allah says, I'm now going to prove. How can you disbelieve? You were nothing and I made you into something. From nothing I brought you into life. You were nothing. And I made you, I created you. And like I made you from nothing, I will return you to nothing again. You will die. But after you have died, remember, I brought you into life from nothing. And then you will die. After I have made you, I will unmake you. You will die. And after you have died, here it is. وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You did not exist. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. Then I made you and I created you. After summa yumitukum, then I will give you motes. I will take that life away, you will get motes. Summa yuhyikum, then I will give you life back again. Where? You have died. Look at the proof. Then I will make you again. I made you. I caused you to die. Then I make you again and I give you life back again. Summa ilayhi turja'un. Then I will call you back again to me. There's the resurrection. Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 28. Human existence is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And men should be thankful for this life and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, they should believe in one Allah as their maker, as their creator, and as their sustainer. They should therefore worship only one Allah. They should obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the teachings and practices of the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah has so commanded. Allah that created us, that made us, Allah instructs, Allah commands, you follow my chosen messenger, Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final messenger, my final messenger, my final prophet, Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This life will come to an end with death. Then men will be raised again at the moment of resurrection for judgment. and then their final fate will be completed in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to whether they go to Jannah or whether they go to Jahannam as their final abode. Next ayat coming up says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is being established here is that the resurrection will happen, says Allah, innama yastajibu alladhina yasma'oon wal mawta yab'asuhumullahu summa ilayhi yurja'oon. Only those who listen to you, O my Nabi, O my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Prophet, only those who listen to you will accept the truth. Only those who follow you, who listen to you, pay heed to you, they will accept the truth. Innama yastajibu alladhina yasma'oon. Only those who carefully listen to what you are saying, they are going to accept the truth. They will bring iman. Who are they? The Sahaba Ikram. Then says Allah, wal mawta. As for the dead, يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهِ. As for Allah, Allah will raise them. Look at the word, يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهِ. Ba'as. Ba'as is the resurrection. Allah says, as for the dead, Allah will raise them. After death, Allah will raise them. Allah will give them back their life. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. Then they will be returned to Allah. So death, resurrection, rising from the grave, the resurrection. And then, what happens after the resurrection? You go and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Anam, 6th surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 36. The Arabs refused point blank to believe in the resurrection. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first came and told them, look, there is a bus, you're going to all rise, you will die, you'll be buried, and then you're going to get up from your graves. You will be raised again, the resurrection will take place. What did the Arabs do? The Quraysh, the Kafirin, the Mushrikeen, they refused point blank to believe. That is what we have done in the last chapter over the last 2 weeks. The Arabs refused point blank to believe in the resurrection, and their refutation and their denial was followed by mockery and laughter about the incredulity and impossibility of such an event. The skepticism and unbelief of his people disturbed and seriously hurt and worried Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he turned weeping and pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their guidance. My Allah, give my people hidayat. My Allah, have mercy on my people. My Allah, give hidayat, give guidance. Let them understand and accept the truth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent nights crying and weeping. In reply, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with these words, that only those who listen carefully to him and apply their heart and their mind to the contents of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall gain hold of iman. Guidance comes from thought and reflection, and the resurrection is ordained, decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my beloved messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so much, he wept so much, he pleaded so much, he made so much dua, my Allah, give my people hidayah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, revealed this particular ayat, O my Rasul, innama yastajibu alladhina yasma'oon. Only those amongst your people, amongst the Arabian people, amongst the Quraysh, that listen to what you are saying. How important this is. Most of us don't listen. Most of us do not listen carefully to the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only those who listen to you will understand, they will accept, they will understand what you are saying is the truth, and they will be able to distinguish truth from falsehood, and then they will follow you. Wal mauta yab'asuhumullahu, and the dead, Allah will raise them. Don't worry. All those who believe what you are saying, accept Iman, they will succeed in the hereafter. Do not think that after death there is no life. I will give them all back. They will all come and be answerable to me. That's the message, O Muslimin. They will be accountable to me. Summa ilayhi yurja'un. I will give them life again, and they will stand up from their graves, they will be resurrected, and then they will return to me. And each one I'm going to question, each one I'm going to judge. That is the two ayat of the Quran Majid with regard to resurrection will happen. Now we go back, we go also furthermore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Za'ama alladhina kafaru أَلَّنْ تُبْعَسُوا قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَسُنَّا ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّعُونَ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Those who disbelieve think that they will never be resurrected, they will never be raised up again. Oh my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who disbelieve, they think that they will never be resurrected again. They deny the resurrection and they reject it. Tell them, you tell them, oh my Rasul, tell them. Tell them what? Qul, bala wa rabbi latub'asunna summa لَتُنَبَّعُونَ بِمَا أَمِلْتُمْ وَزَالِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Definitely, by the oath of my Rabb, my sustainer, you will certainly be resurrected. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told his people, he called them all up and everywhere he went. This is what he preached. He said, Allah takes an oath. Allah takes a qasam. What does Allah say? Latub'asunna summa latunabba'una bima amiltum. By the oath of my Rabb, I say to you, you will certainly be resurrected, and then you will be informed of all that you did. So the resurrection will take place. Why will the resurrection take place? Here it is. Summa لَتُنَبَّعُونَ بِمَا أَمِلْتُمْ. Your amals, each and every of your acts and deeds, you will be questioned about. وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And inform mankind and tell them that that is very easy and very simple for Allah. They are mocking and laughing. They say, impossible, resurrection is impossible. How can a person die and he turns into dust? How can he be brought back to life again? That is what the people say. Oh my Muhammad, on Qasam, take an oath and tell them. Tell them what? وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. That is very, very easy for Allah. He brought you to life from nothing. So what is there? What is difficult to Allah? When Allah can create from nothing, from zero, if Allah can create from nothing, can man do something? Can man create something, make something, manufacture something from nothing? Impossible. For man it is impossible. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did Allah create the angels, malaikas, from nothing? How did Allah create the jinns? From nothing. No previous element. No essence of an element. Nothing, no origin. Allah creates without origin. Nothing, Allah doesn't need. If we have to make something, we must get ingredients. And then we make. We see our wives, don't we? How do they make the food they put on the table for us? If they need vegetables, they have to go and get it. Or plant it. Or bring it from the garden. If they need meat, it must come from the butcher. Every they need spices, they must go and buy. We can't cook food and put food on the table without getting the substances and the ingredients. But can we subject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the same law? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have to buy spices or meat from the butcher or vegetables from the market gardener, from the farmer. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need that. So, O mankind, when you think, tell them, O my Muhammad sallallahu, for Allah this is easy. Kun fayakun. From nowhere it comes in. That is Allah, the all-powerful Allah. O my Muhammad, tell them it is very simple. When Allah says there is going to be a resurrection, when Allah says, I will raise you from the dead, there is a life after death. Oh yes, it's going to happen. Tell them. وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Taghabun. Surah number 64, ayat number 7. The matter of raising and resurrecting mankind is the easiest and the simplest thing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do. To resurrect the dead is easier than creating and making them from the earth and putting life into them. Look, the ingredients are basically there. All Allah has to do is to assemble them, call them, command them. But Allah made you from nothing. Allah made Adam, mankind, from nothing. Allah made angels from nothing, jinns from nothing. Allah created this entire universe from nothing. So Allah doesn't need what? Original substances and essences in order to create. So it is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life, however, is not eternal. And death terminates life. This life on earth is not eternal. We're not going to live in the dunya forever, as many people believe. It's not so. We are going to die. All of us know we are going to die. Death terminates life. The soul remains alive, however, and only the body dies. Then after death and burial, the soul returns to the body for questioning by Munkar and Nakir. And then some kind of liaison is maintained between body and soul. In the qabr, there is contact between the body and soul. Like in sleep. In sleep, the soul has left the body. When we are fast asleep, the soul, the spirit leaves the body. But there is a contact. In the qabr, similarly, the soul comes back and some kind of contact is maintained with the body. So when Munkar and Nakir comes, the person gets up. When Munkar and Nakir question, when these angels question the deceased, but we are going to do all that stuff, then they are able to answer and they are able to reply. This is a detached kind of attachment. After that, there is the resurrection, when the soul returns and revives the body. Some contact is maintained between the soul and the body. But when the resurrection takes place, that soul goes back into the body. And the body actually comes back to life. That's what we call the resurrection. The re-entering of the soul, the ruh, into the body then coming as in the dunya, the body then coming to life, yes, physically, spiritually, coming to life, and then that contact is continued. After the resurrection, the angels take him where? On to the mahshar, the field of judgment, and then qiyamah takes place, reckoning will take place. After that, there is the resurrection when the soul returns and revives the body, and each human being is led by the malaikas into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accountability and judgment, for reckoning, whereafter follows sentence and admission into Jannah or Jahannam, and then sentence will be pronounced. In the Supreme Court, the sentence will be passed, judgment will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so and so, my angels take him and admit him through the portals and the doorways of Jannah. Take him into Jannah. This one, cast him into the fire. Let him burn for the evil and the sin which he has committed or she has committed. Let them burn in the fire of Jahannam. After judgment has been pronounced, angels will take those people and cast them into the fires of Jahannam. Such judgment will be given. Oh yes, I mentioned this, I don't want to expand on it. Where people say, how can it be that Rahman and Rahim, the merciful Allah, will send this human being that Allah has created, Allah will send them into Jahannam? They don't believe in Jahannam, they only believe in Jannah. Everybody is happy with Jannah, but many people are unhappy with Jahannam. And they say, no, how can a loving God, merciful God, compassionate God, a God of forgiveness, how can he punish his own creation? How can the Creator punish his own creation? It can never be. So what did they do? When the rabbis of the Jewish faith sat down, when the priests of Christianity sat down, and they said, alright, now we're going to have a consultation. And they sat down and they considered the matter. They said, no, God can never punish. God, they are now instructing Allah what the kind of Allah, the kind of God they want. So the priests decided, and the rabbis decided, and the other religion, the priests of other religions decided, only Islam says. But the others decided that, you know, if you believe in our faith, if you are a true follower of Judaism, if you are a true follower of Christianity, if you are a true follower of Buddhism, if you are true follower of Hinduism, if you are true follower of Zoroastrianism, if you are a true follower of the spirits as your gods, and if you are a true follower of the idols that we worship, you know what? If you are a true follower of those non-Islamic faiths, then the God that we believe in does not send the followers of that faith, be it Judaism, be it Christianity, be it Buddhism, be it Zoroastrianism, or all the other faiths. They say, no, no, no. Our God is a merciful God. He will send the followers of that particular religion, non-Islamic religion, to one place only, and that is, what did the rabbis do? They said, we are the favored and chosen children of God, people of God, followers of God. And therefore God will send us where? Yahuwah will send us to paradise. What did the Christian priests say? They said, well, look, for Christ came to save mankind. He is the Savior. Jesus is King. He is here. And if you believe in Him and trust Him as the Son of God, as part of the Trinity, therefore you are saved and you are going to paradise. The Buddha said, if you believe in the Lord Buddha as your God and you devoted to Him and you revere Him and you raise your hands and you worship Him and you adore Him and you prostrate to Him and you seek from Him and you are devoted to Him, what will happen? You are also guaranteed paradise. And so the other religion. What did Islam say? Islam said, what did Allah say? Allah said, what did Rasulullah say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no guarantee. Not for a Muslim, not for any non-Muslim also. You must believe in La ilaha illallah. You must worship only one Allah. You must believe in, you must follow, you must accept the risalat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not Buddha, not Isa, not Musa, not any of the others. You have to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can only prostrate to one Allah. You can only seek from, revere, devote and respect, prostrate to and seek from one Allah. Follow Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and believe absolutely in Akhirah if you want to go to Jannah. Oh Muslim, even you are not guaranteed paradise. Paradise will only be decreed and granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy on the day of Qiyamah. No Muslim has a guarantee of paradise. Never ever. So I am saying to you, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the disbelievers and hypocrites, the agnostics and the atheists will be in shock on that final day, and the condition will be one of abasement and utter humiliation on that day. And here's the ayat coming up to prove that. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَعِذٍ وَاجِفَ أَبَصَارُهَا خَاشِعَ يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَ أَإِذَا كُنَّا إِذَا مَنَّخِرَ قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرًا. On that final day, what is going to happen on that final day to those who did not accept the resurrection? On that final day, many hearts will be trembling and throbbing with fear and anxiety. Allah gives us the picture. Allah is haq. Allah's word is haq. The Quran is absolute truth. It is the word of Allah, not the word of any man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muslimin, I am going to draw for you a picture, the scene on the day of Qiyamah. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? On that final day, قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ. On that day, people's hearts will be trembling. They will be in a state of shock and anxiety. Says Allah, يَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَمَرْدُودُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ. And their eyes will be cast down with shame at their dismal performance in the world. And they will say, the disbelievers will be saying, shall we be returned and restored to our former state as we were in the world, even after we have become decayed bones after death? They then say, in that case, being resurrected, the return shall be a tremendous loss, for we are unprepared. Surah Naziat, 79 Surah of the Quran Majid, verses number 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the condition on that day will be, they will be saying to, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be saying, how did this happen? That Allah resurrected us? We thought this is never going to happen. But here it is. We have all been brought back to life. We never believed in it. We thought it's impossible. But here it is. They will be saying, what will they be saying? The kafirin, mushrikeen, and amongst the Muslims, the munafiqeen. What will they be saying? Allah will lump these three categories together, these three groups. What three groups? Kafirin, mushrikeen, and munafiqeen. Kafirin, non-Muslimin. Mushrikeen, idolaters, munafiqeen from amongst the Muslims. Millions and millions and billions and trillions of Muslims. Loads of them packed together with the kafirin and mushrikeen. And what will they be saying here? What will they say? Shall we be returned? Have we been returned and restored to our former state as we were in the dunya when they get up from their graves? We have come back to life. We are as we lived in the dunya. Impossible. How can we die? How can it be possible? Allahu Akbar. Have we been restored? They will be pinching themselves. Have we been restored after we became dust? We were turned to dust. Their words will be, here it is. Iza kunna iza man nakhira. We turned to dust. Our bones turned to dust. Our flesh was decayed, rotten, decomposed. How have we been restored? We have become decayed bones. And they say, in that case, being resurrected, the return shall be a tremendous loss. It's a tremendous loss for us. The condition of the deniers of the resurrection shall be a pitiable and a pathetic one. On the day that the final reckoning occurs and Qiyamah takes place, There is no escape from that judgment day for anyone. And the truth will be present everywhere. That which was invisible and concealed from the human eyes shall be exposed and clear for all to see. There shall be no blind and defective people gathered there in the field of assembly. If the person was blind in the dunya, they will be able to see when and after they have been resurrected. The lame person, paralyzed person, sick person, person with cancer, person, no matter what your defect and disability was in the dunya, you may have even been a madman in the dunya, your sense will be restored, your eyes will, every limb and organ will be restored. You will be in full senses, you will understand. There shall be no blind people, no defective people, no disabled people gathered there in the field of assembly, except those that have been cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The defective people that will be there on the day of Qiyamah will be those who Allah has cursed. Allahu Akbar. The deniers of the truth of Tawheed, Risalat and Akhirat, and those who gave the material world greater significance and loyalty than submission to one Allah Ta'ala, and who rejected and mocked and neglected the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and who laughed at and belittled the Sharia of Islam, who held themselves more precious and esteemed than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who had pride and arrogance, who were filled with ego, egoistic people, and also who will be there? Those who revered and were more devoted to divine saints, awliyas, who consecrated places and worshipped it, who had hallowed days, venerable functions, and forbidden practices, haram practices, and other transgressions of the Islamic order and ordained system. They shall, when resurrected, gaze with stupefaction and ghastly misery at the scene before them. On the day of resurrection, when they stand up from their graves, they will look and say, Ya Allah, what did I do? Every time in the dunya, when I had a problem, I cried out, I said, Oh spark. Instead of saying, Ya Allah. I cried out to Ghospark. I held functions in the name of Ghospark. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayhi, and other great awliyas, we lived in the dunya for them. We practically worshipped them, we revered them, we were devoted to them. When they are raised from the grave, they will hit their heads with their hands and smack themselves. They will kick themselves and say, what did I do in the dunya? Instead of worshipping one Allah and believing the Tawheed of Allah, I had hallowed holy days. I held days in their birthdays and celebration and all the rest of it, Qawwalis and Urses in their name. I spent so much money and so much time in the reverence and devotion to awliya Allahs and karamat. What did I do? That is what they will be crying out on the day of resurrection. They will gaze with stupidity, with stupefaction and ghastly misery at the scene before them. What is this? We never thought that we will come up and be raised and life will be put back to us. How did all this happen? What has happened here today? How did the impossible take place? The hypocrites from among the Muslimin, the Munafiqeen, who mocked Islam, who jeered at the Muslims, who collaborated with the Kuffar and Mushrikeen to oppress Muslims, who ridiculed Islam at the instigation of their non-Muslim bosses, who wrote and reported falsely about Islam. They write, they had powerful pens, they had good degrees from Kuffar universities, they called themselves professors of Islam. And they wrote in the papers and in the magazines, laughing at the Muslims, belittling the Muslims, mocking Islam, saying, what is this chopping of the hands? Saying, what is this that you must your life must be taken for if you commit willful murder, and so forth and so on. Allahu Akbar. Who ridiculed Islam with the power of their pen and their mind, who lectured against Islam and called themselves Muslims, who wrote and reported falsely about Islam, who were the cause of much persecution and suffering among the Muslims, who spied and presented false reports about Muslims to their kuffar owners, who were heroes of the kuffar media. You know, the media, I don't want to go too much into that, but the media, the kuffar media, blows up everything, and they quote this one and that Muslim as an authority. They are not authorities on Islam. But obviously the media will latch onto that and make that person into a very high profile Muslim spokesman for Islam. Spokesman for Muslimin, those people I'm talking about, who received graduations, degrees, doctorates and scholarships from Islamic enemy institutes. The Muslimin who sold their souls to Shaitan, who activated hatred for the Muslims, who acted against the best interests of Islam and the Muslims. They will stand on the day when they are resurrected. They will stand and stare aghast in shock as the realization hits them that this is the end from which there is no escape. And they will try to lie and they will try to cheat their way out of this impasse. As to the angels, they will lie. They will try to tell lies, speak lies to the angels, to try and escape. But alas, this will not be possible. For the world has come to an end. Their time has come to an end. Their evil days have ceased. They now have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the moment of resurrection, you are going in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They now have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will look to their friends, but there will be none to help them. Their best friends will abandon them. Shaitan will dump them. Their family and children will not even recognize them. Their imam will not even know them. Their ill-gained wealth and properties and possessions and assistance, their workers and their servants will be of no benefit to them. The people that they corrupted, that they blackmailed, that they bought with their money, nobody will be around to save them. They will offer it as ransom to Allah. Then when they are brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will try to buy their freedom from Allah by offering their wealth and their properties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. They will offer it as a ransom. The wealth that they have, they will offer it at ransom. They will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, take all my property. Oh Allah, take all my possessions. Oh Allah, take all my money. Forgive me, oh Allah. Yes. But it will all be rejected on that day. And in a state of complete paralysis, they will regret and be ashamed of their evils. But to no avail, for it will be too late. They are doomed to perpetual torture, torment and chastisement, and that for eternity. These hypocrites, munafiqeen, will be thrown together with the kuffar and mushrikeen. Their protestations that they were Muslims and they were believers will be of no help at all. Oh Allah, I was a Muslim. I made so much salah. I gave so much zakah. I fasted so many Ramadans. Oh Allah, I went so many times to Hajj Baytullah. Oh Allah, will you accept it? I give you that as ransom. They will even there try to bribe. Even there they will try to bribe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by offering this ransom. No ways are they going to succeed. Why will they do that? Because in the world they succeeded with bribery and corruption. So they'll try to do the same thing. It's their habit. It's their culture. It is their quality. It is their characteristic. And they think they will succeed in the hereafter. Now, when the resurrection takes place, they will already be in shock. That is why there is resurrection. No, O Muslimin, there is no escape after death. Prepare for the death and prepare for the life after death. That is why we are conducting these lessons. Their protestations that they were Muslims and true believers and mu'mineen and salihin and muttaqeen will be of no help and of no avail on that final day. All Muslims need to be wary, careful of this final day of judgment. May Allah help us, may Allah guide us, may Allah have mercy for us, may Allah give us, and may Allah save us. Ameen. We proceed furthermore. After giving that picture and painting the scenario on the Day of Judgment, we proceed now furthermore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهَدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ بَلَا وَعَدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقَّهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْسَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ ليبين لهم الذي يختلفون فيه وليعلم الذين كفروا أنهم كانوا كاذبين إنما قولنا لشيء إذا أردناه أن نقول له كن فيكون. And the disbelievers swear their solemn oaths by Allah that Allah will never resurrect the dead. Listen to this one. وَأَقْسَمُوا, and they take qasam. They take an oath. They swear. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ, in the name of Allah. Allahu Akbar. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهَدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and the disbelievers swear their utmost solemn oaths by Allah that Allah will never resurrect the dead. لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتُ, there is no life after death. There is no resurrection after death. Bala, look at the answer of Allah. Bala. Allah says, and why not? Why will you not be resurrected? Bala, one word, why not? Big. Oh, they cannot be. We turn to dust and bones. How can they be resurrected? How can we be brought back to life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bala. وَعَدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقَّهُ. The resurrection is indeed a resolute promise that Allah has made to mankind. Simple answer. I have promised you that there is going to be a resurrection. بَلَا وَعَدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقَّهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْسَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know. Many people deny the resurrection, deny a life after death, deny the power, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring back to life. You know what excuses them in? They say, look, this person, he burnt. The person burnt to death. So when you burn to death, I mean, what is left of you? Even the bones burn up. There's nothing left. Everything turns to ashes. And actually the wind comes and he flies away. Look for them, you can't even find them. They've burnt to death and decay. Throw a person's body into certain chemicals and he completely finished, fizzles out, there's nothing left. Person is drowned. Drowned 100 years ago, 200, 1,000 years ago. Nothing left. Slowly the body decays, rots, practically evaporates. When your body has evaporated, where? What is left? Evaporation disappears completely, disintegrates. The body disintegrates like smoke, nothing left. How can such a body be resurrected? How can you bring back to life a body that has disintegrated, has decomposed, has burnt, and the ashes have flown away in 1,000 different directions? How can such a person be brought back to life? This is what the Kufar and Mushrikeen said. This is what many people believe today. Some Muslims also fall into doubt. You know what is cremation? Burn the dead. Cremation carries on even now. How can a body that has been cremated, burnt? How can such a, you know what they do? When the body is cremated, and then after that, what do? If the person was a swimmer, the family takes it up in a plane, hired plane, helicopter, and they throw it over the sea. They throw the ashes all over in the sea. They spread it. How can such a body be resurrected? Even the Muslim says, but how can it be? It doesn't make sense. How can such a body that has been completely, the ashes were spread, go over the jungle and throw those ashes away? How can such a body be resurrected? How can you bring such a body back to life again? Oh Muslim, are you so short-sighted that you cannot think deeply? When Allah has brought you from nothing, Allah has made something from nothing, are you saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is beyond the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring you back to life? Allah doesn't need those ashes to bring back to life. Is our iman right? How do we believe in the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we cannot even accept the fact that Allah can create from nothing? Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Muslimin. Here it is. And they, the disbelievers, swear their most solemn oaths by Allah that Allah will never resurrect the dead. And why not, says Allah? The resurrection is indeed a resolute promise that Allah has made to man. But most people do not know. Even Muslim, Allah says this. You know why Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْسَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah, even among the Muslims, there are those who doubt the power of Allah to resurrect. That is why I'm spending some time. Oh Muslimin that are listening to these lessons, be careful to doubt the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, resurrection will occur so that Allah may make clear to them what? The matters in which they differed, so that the disbelievers may come to know that they were liars due to the rejection of the truth of resurrection. Verily, when we intend to do anything, all we have to do is, what do we say? Kun fayakun. Be and it is, says Allah. Oh man, do you not understand this? Let's look at the translation again. And they, the disbelievers, swear their most solemn oaths by Allah that Allah will never be able to resurrect the dead. And why not, says Allah? It resurrection, abala wa'adan alayhi haqqan walakinna aksara an-nas la ya'lamun. Oh yes, the resurrection is indeed a resolute promise that Allah has made to man, but most people do not know. Resurrection will occur so that Allah may make clear to the disbelievers the matters in which they differed from the believers, so that the disbelievers may come to know that they were liars due to rejection of the truth of resurrection. They were liars when they said it is impossible for Allah to resurrect. They were lying. They were liars, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَاذِبِينَ. They were liars, they did not think enough. They were lying when they said Allah cannot resurrect them. Look at the definition. Those people who do not accept the resurrection, they are كَاذِبِينَ. They are liars. Let's say Allah cannot. Allah, إِنَّمَا قَوْلَنَا إنما قولنا لشيء إذا أردناه أن نقول له كن فيكون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah intends to do anything, all that Allah has to say and command, be. And it becomes Surah Nahl 16, Surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 38 to 40. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it perfectly clear that the resurrection is a truth and a reality that will certainly happen no matter the objections, the skepticism, and the rejection of the kuffar and mushrikeen. The promise of Allah is a certainty, a definite article of faith of all true believing Muslimin, mu'mineen, and as such, its occurrence offers no problem or difficulty to the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is supreme, which is perfect, which is absolute. It is just a matter of command. Be, and it is kun, fayakun. So believe it or not, you cannot wish it away. By your rejection, admit and accept, or suffer the humiliation and punishment of doubt. Then rejection, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhannas, Allah is calling upon all of mankind, Ya ayyuhannas, in kuntum fi raybin min al-ba'si fa inna khalaqnakum min turabin summa min nutfatin summa min alaqatin summa min musghatin mukhallakatin wa ghayri mukhallakatin linubayyana lakum wa nuqirru fil arhami ma nashaa ila ajalin musamma summa nukhrijukum tiflan summa litablughu ashuddakum wa minkum man yutawaffa wa minkum man yuraddu ila arzalil umri likayla يعلم من بعض علم شيئا وترى الأرض حامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها وأن الله يبعث من في القبور صدق الله العظيم. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a description of Muslimin. You must believe in the resurrection. The resurrection will happen. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses proves the resurrection. Allah does not have to prove anything, but for you and for me, Allah has given a reason, an intellect, and understanding. Allah says, now use your reason. I'm now going to prove to you the resurrection is going to take place. Listen, says Allah, Ya ayyuhannas, Muslim, non-Muslim, all of mankind, all my slaves, all of my human creation, I speak to all of you. This address of Allah is a wahi to the whole of mankind, to all the children of Adam. O mankind, if you are in any doubt about the resurrection, then verily know that we have created you from dust. Now look at how Allah presents his dalil, proof. Allah says, mankind, if you are in any doubt about the resurrection, then verily know that we have created you from dust. Then from the dust, you become a drop of, you yourself are a piece of dust. And then from a drop of semen, then from a clot of blood, then from a lump of flesh. Some of the flesh is formed and some of it unformed, so that we may make our absolute will and power manifest to you. And we cause whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed term. Then we bring you out as infants. Look at the whole procedure, how Allah maketh man, how Allah creates man in the womb of the mother. And then, through our will and our power, we cause whom we will to remain in the wombs. In other words, there are some who are stillborn. You could have been stillborn. Then you wouldn't have been here on this planet Earth. You wouldn't have been living. You would have been stillborn. Some we make stillborn and some we allow to live. So Allah says, and we cause whom we will. You don't decide. Allah says, I decide who is stillborn and who will live. And we, Allah, we cause whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed term. Then we bring you out as infants, as babies. Then we give you growth that you may reach your age of full strength. And there are some of you who are caused to die early, prematurely. And there are others among you who are brought back to miserable old age, so that they know nothing. They become senile. Senility sets in at old age. after having acquired knowledge, you know, and then in that old age when you become senile, then you don't know. You become ignorant. And to prove the resurrection, you see the earth barren. Now Allah says that is one part of your life, O man. Now look at the environment. One is look at yourself. This is how I made you. This is how I brought you from nothing. You were nothing. I brought you. Dust and then semen and so on and so on. Look at the ability that is within man. Allah says, I made you, I created you. Look how I developed you. And then your mother gave birth to you. And today you are a big man. Childhood, you were first a baby. Then you were a child. And then you grew up a little bigger. You became a juvenile. You became a young man and a young woman. Then you went to middle age. Then you went to old age. And when you reach old age, to some people who reach old age, I make them senile. They forget they were great professors, great learned, great teachers, great scientists, magnificent learned people. And sometimes I take away your intellect, and then you become senile. You become like a baby, you become like a child. You behave in your old age. After so much knowledge, you lose everything. And sometimes they dump you in the madhouse. Sometimes they put you in the asylum, because old man put you in the old age home, because we don't want a father, we don't want a grandfather, we don't want a mother, we don't want a grandmother that is useless to us, who cannot even control their urine tract, who just urine like babies. And have to be, for an 80, 90 year old person, napkins have to be used. They can't even, because they mess their clothes like babies. Greek 80, 90 year old people behave like babies and they mess up, so napkins has to be used. That is, Allah says, don't you see all the process? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then you eventually die. Now Allah says, look around you. The resurrection will take, look at my powers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but when we send down water on this earth, you see the earth barren. Now look around you, at the world around you. The earth becomes, drought comes, the earth is dried and barren. But when we send down water on it, it stirs to life. Then the earth flourishes everywhere you see. There was nothing, not even any sign of grass there. Everything had dried, turned brown, and then withered away, burnt away, lost, dead earth. Then I allowed the rain to come down on that dead earth, barren earth, lifeless earth. And as when I send down rain, it flourishes and it grows every kind of beautiful species of plants. That is because Allah is the truth. Allah says, don't you see? Like I brought dead earth to life, which you see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is because Allah is the haq, Allah is the truth. And it is Allah who brings the dead to life. Allah brought dead earth to life. You think Allah says, I can't bring you back to life? And it is only Allah who has the power over all things. وَأَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Are you so blind, O Muslim, O man, that you do not see? And surely the final hour, Qiyamah, is certainly coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ السَّاءَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. There is no doubt about it, and most certainly, most definitely, most positively, Allah will resurrect those who are in their graves. Allah will raise them, Allah will bring them up again, Allah will put back life into them. Surah Hajj, 22nd Surah of the Quran Majeed. I put it to you, verses 5, 6 and 7. Surah Hajj is Surah number 22. Verses quoted here now are from 5 to 7. How beautifully and how wonderfully has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the resurrection in these verses of the Quran Majeed. Man has only to ponder and to reflect on his own creation to realize that he exists and lives only and purely by the grace and the mercy and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would he be living in this world? Would he be eating and sleeping and resting and earning and enjoying and praying and worshipping if it were not for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who blessed him with this life and with this energy? Who blessed him with his senses and his faculties? Who blessed him with learning and skills? Who keeps him breathing and alive? Who provides his food and water? Is all this not the work of one Allah? Does he press a button to keep himself alive? Or is Allah the one who keeps him alive? Look at the miracle of birth. Look at how he survived the odds to be alive. Is man gracious and thankful to his maker and creator Allah? Mankind has been blessed with this earth to live in, and all his needs are met in this earth. Who created this earth and all its facilities for man? Men grow from childhood to adulthood. By whose will and by whose power? I have said this many times. How many times in our lifetime have we missed being knocked down to death? How many times have we been so sick and then we have recovered? I have been in hospital, I have had so many operations. How have I survived? But by the will of Allah and the Qudrat of Allah. When my time is up, I will go, as each one of you will go. But we have. How many times when driving, somehow, somewhere, we have missed death? How many accidents have we noticed in which people have died? How many of us have flown in aeroplanes? How many times have we gone Hajj in planes, by air? How many plane crashes have taken place? But our time, so we haven't died in a plane crash. But if our time, we are to die in a plane crash, we will die. If we are to die in a car, we will die. But we have not. Whose will is in operation? Whose power, whose qudrat is that? Does this not tell us that a greater power is involved in human affairs? Has the true religion of Islam not reached us that invites us to the worship of one Allah as one creator, as a maker and sustainer of the entire universe, and the only one who should be worshipped? Has the word of divine revelation, wahi, of the Quran Majid not come to us? Has the seerah and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not touched each one of us? Are we still unaware of the divine sharia of Islam? Do we refuse to admit that Islam has by far the largest following of people in this world who practice their deen? Others follow and self-sustained, their self-sustained ideologies, a self-invented creed, or a mythologized form of Islam that permits of the worship and veneration of saints and symbols surrounded by commemorative feasts and festivals like those of paganism? Are there Muslims like this of this kind amongst us that do these things? That live lives like the pagans lived and ancient peoples lived? Are they? Are there amongst us Muslims such creeds and such sects who follow self-sustained ideologies or self-invented creeds or mythologized form of Islam that permits them to worship and venerate awliyas, saints and karamat? Are they surrounded by symbols and signals and signs, surrounded by commemorative feasts and festivals in the name of those saints and those symbols, like in the days of paganism, of shirk and kufr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship, veneration and adoration. Only Allah. Praise and glory belongs only to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every rakat, every surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise belongs only to one Allah. All of mankind must turn to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all their needs and guidance and sustenance. Rizq comes only from Allah, one Allah. We must all believe in life after death and accountability after resurrection. Barren and dead earth is brought back to life after rains. when plant growth flourishes and man's need for water and freshening up is provided for, and this by the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Men see the restoration and revival of the earth and still reject the resurrection, thereby also rejecting the awesome and absolute power and the supreme control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we men so blind that we do not see the qudrat of Allah and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe, in ourselves, within ourselves and in our surroundings? Besides the revival of dead earth due to rains, there are countless signs of the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested throughout the universe, in the heavens and in the earth, in nature and in the environment, even in ourselves. Do men not perceive in these signs the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, absolute will and power of Allah? The resurrection is haqq, O Muslimin. It will take place. It will happen. And in this matter, as in all others, man shall have no say. Prepare for the resurrection. Prepare for death. Prepare for Jannah. The distinction and privilege of divine ordainment and divine decree belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and must believe therein or suffer the disastrous consequences of rejection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that all of us accept the Ba'ath Ba'd al-Mawt, the life after death, as we accept this life on earth, and the authority and the sovereignty and the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us all be of those, and we make this dua as we end, are those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides hidayah and guidance, inshallah. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.